kidnaps. Former CBC radio personality Jean Gomeshi is up to here in trouble, facing allegations from 9 women of sexual abuse dating back about a dozen years. He was fired by the CBC a week ago yesterday. He's now unemployed, facing mounting legal bills. He's suing the CBC for $55 million, and Toronto police have launched an investigation. And Federal Transport Minister Lisa Raitt is going to be stepping aside for a couple of months to recover from surgery tomorrow to remove what's described as a solid growth on her ovaries. The 46-year-old minister says preliminary tests indicate the growth isn't cancerous, but doctors won't be certain until it's removed. Say this year, come show your Disney side at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando. With new and exciting attractions like the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train Family Coaster, world-class dining and Broadway-style shows, there's never been a better time to visit. And right now, you can save up to 30% at select Disney Resort hotels for stays most nights, January 5th through March 28th. That includes most Canadian spring breaks. Get all the information online at disneyworld.ca or talk to a travel agent. About a month ago, Air Canada started cracking down on passengers who try to bring an excessive amount of carry-on luggage on board. Bags that don't make the cut must now be checked. Many passengers don't like it. It turns out many unionized customer service agents don't like it either. They're refusing to enforce the new regulations. Finally, I mentioned off the top that New Brunswick was subjected to its first blast of winter yesterday. There's more snow there today. At one point yesterday, some 8,000 New Brunswick Power customers had no power. This is Canada Calling, and online at canadacalling.com. Back tomorrow, Prior Smith speaking from Toronto.
The work week will be off to a sunny start, 73 for the high today. Clear tonight with a low of 62. We'll warm up to 79 for a high on Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday will each have a high of 81 with sunny skies. Sunny and windy on Friday with a high of 74. It's Good News Naturally with Tom Sokoloff, weekday mornings at 10 on AM 1300 WMEL and worldwide at 1300WMEL.com.
I read this morning that a judge by the name of Krause was fined $25,000 for a campaign violation.
Krause? Isn't that the guy running for judge?
Yeah, but it wasn't him. It was his wife, Deborah. She's a sitting judge. She was fined, not once, 3 times.
I read that in the Sentinel.
He unlawfully gave her $82,000, and now he's running to be a judge also.
So they want to be Mr. and Mrs. Judge?
Yeah. I guess it's a family affair.
Well, I know who I'm not voting for.
I'm Scott Ellis, Brevard County Clerk of the Court. When you elect a judge, integrity really counts. How someone conducts their life is an indication of how they will do in public office. Integrity and honesty are not traits you check at the campaign door. They are traits exemplified by how one lives their life.
Paid political advertisement, paid for and approved by justices and judges. Not in support of any candidate.
Are you living with joint, neck, or back pain? Are you looking for treatment without pain pills or surgery? The Back Center at 2222 South Harbor City Boulevard in Melbourne is going back to basics. The Back Center offers a comprehensive approach to healing your spine that combines diet, exercise, chiropractic care, physical therapy, and pain management to improve your overall health. Call now, 321-723-7716. That's 321-723-7716, and get back to basics.
Lean on me.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. To talk to Lillian, call in now at area code 321-631-1300. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Good morning, everyone. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best Monday morning money Monday ever. Did that go well? I don't know. Let me try that again. Best Money Monday ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to promote healing, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to live the life of your dreams. You know, please Speaking of dreams, we're doing some different things lately. I don't know if you've heard, but we have a 90-day self-love challenge. And I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com, accept that challenge. And we're still working on the, we've been having some major, major issues with the website, whenyouneedafriend.com. So if you have worked on getting subscribed and you have not received an email from me, send me a private email at lily@whenyouneedafriend.com. That's L-I-L-L-Y @whenyouneedafriend.com. We've been having some issues, people saying that they've been trying to subscribe, but for some reason they're not getting anything from me. So, you know, this has been an intermittent problem, and I think we're going to be pretty soon going to be changing the server or something, you know, figuring out what is causing this intermittent problem. But don't give up. Stay positive, because it will get better. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com and accept the 90-day self-love challenge. And basically that is the first 25 days, you're going to acknowledge 25 people who have been influential in your life. And so you take one person a day and you write about them. You journal about them, and then you call them. If you can call them and thank them for what a positive influence and a role model. And it could be a person that maybe you perceived in the past as harming you, but because of that experience, you're able to help others, or maybe it built your career, or it made you stronger. You can still thank them. You don't maybe need to call them, but you can light a candle. You can, you know, write in your journal. It's all to create awareness. So first it's awareness. And so this awareness is going to be for the next 25 days as we prepare for Thanksgiving, but it's a 90-day challenge. And after the first 25 days, you will get your next step on the challenge. But please go to whenyouneedafriend.com. And once you do that, you will get an email from me giving you access to my Mind, Body, Spirit positive affirmation audio link. So also, the good news is I am now on Instagram. Thank you, Brittany Johnson. I am now on Instagram. So for those of you who like Instagram, find me under Lillian McDermott Radio Show. That's Lillian McDermott Radio Show. And you can connect with me on Facebook.com. So no excuses. We can stay connected 24/7. Okay. So guess what today is? Already said it. It's Money, 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 Money Monday with Dan Henn. And I am so excited because he's a CPA. He's not just a CPA because he has a great combination of, and I guess I don't want to sound stereotypical, but you know, when you think of a CPA, sometimes you think of someone that's just focused on numbers. But Dan Henn is also focusing on caring because, you know, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And Dan Henn certainly cares. And he is here today, and we're going to be discussing, you know, giving and generosity as we're getting ready for the end of the year, preparing for our taxes for next year. So today we're going to talk about how not to get scammed and what deductions are the best ones as you prepare for the end of the year. And since we believe that it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, Dan Henn is here to do just that. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Can you believe that long introduction for you? It's getting longer.
Yes, it is.
As I get to know you better, it's going to get longer.
So, okay.
So we're going to have to book a two-hour show next time.
Oh, works for me. I can talk all day.
I know. It's great because, you know, it's amazing and how when you're younger, you're taught to be responsible. You know, say thank you, say please, you know, do the right things. But really money is not something that we're taught to be responsible in how to manage. Share a little bit about your background and what led you to become a CPA.
Yeah, well, the big thing for me is, you know, I like to educate people. I like, yes, to help people, help them understand what their roles and responsibilities, you know, are from the tax side. Now originally that's where I started. I mean, I've been doing that for over 20 years. But you know, lately I've been trying to also help people wherever I can with the finances. I lead the Dave Ramsey Financial Peace University class at my church. I do that for a homeschool group in Merritt Island, because we homeschool our kids. And so I've had probably about 15 or 20 kids, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years that I've taught that to.
Yes.
Because again, it's not even taught in a public school. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that we just don't that don't happen normally. And, you know, if you look at it, we touch money, everything involving money every day.
Yeah.
And so it's very important, that, you know, we educate people, and it's one of those things, it's never too late to learn. You know, if you're, you know, 40 years old, if you're 60 years old and you hadn't done the saving correctly, you know, okay, so, you know, if you're 60 years old and you're still having to work to make sure that ends meet because Social Security is coming up and you know that that's not going to be enough to,
yeah,
you know, to make, still make ends meet.
Dan. It really is scary.
That, you know, you just got to be smart about it. You just try and got to get rid of the debt. You know, work on a budget, do the various things that we've talked about, that I know Dave Ramsey talks about practically every day when he talks and on this station as well. But, you know, it's very important to do that. You know, you talked about your 90-day challenge and, I've got a few people that I know that have, you know, that have been influential for me, you know, into the profession and where I am, you know, today.
Mm-hmm.
One, it started with my dad.
Yeah.
My dad had guided me to, you know, look into an accounting. You know, he basically said, because I was very good at math in high school, and he basically said, you know, you should look into going into accounting.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I did, and found that I liked it. And so, you know, here I am, you know, 20 plus years later,
yeah,
in it. And in a across that time, I've worked at various firms. I worked my way all the way up to being with KPMG in St. Pete and Orlando offices,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the big foreign international,
yeah,
firms. And then I kind of worked my way back down. What got me over here to Brevard County was working for Berman Hopkins. I worked for them for 6 years. And there was two partners there in Jim Laham and John Hopkins that were very, you know, influential. You know, they're also not the stereotypical,
yeah,
you know, CPA.
Yeah.
You know, John is from the standpoint that he loves to play golf but, you know, he's a really good guy, and he really helped me kind of understand that sometimes a little bit of the business side of things. And Jim Laham is a very outgoing kind of person. Again, definitely not the stereotypical CPA. And he was just very helpful in, you know, understanding the tax stuff and how to think a little differently from that perspective. So, but, you know, which brings me then, you know, to today,
yeah,
where I've got my own practice, which,
yep,
here in about 45 days, I will be celebrating my fifth year.
Yay!
Or the completion of my fifth year, I should say.
Awesome.
So it's been great. You know, things have been doing very well. Been, getting a lot of good, word of mouth referrals, from existing clients and other friends and associates.
Very
good.
And of course, anybody can reach out to you at 321-684-7800.
Correct.
And that you give a 30-minute free consult. You can do it over the phone or in person, right?
Yeah, we call it a strategy session. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've got the free strategy session. We can talk about tax. We can talk about financial, finance, anything, any or all of the above, to try and help people, you know, get certain things started and get that in the process.
Sure.
You know, I mean, doing the tax return is the necessary evil. You know, it has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And usually by the time we're doing it is what it is. It's just a matter of getting the right, gathering the information and putting it together. But, you know, through the course of, you know, the show today, I want to talk about, you know, both from the business side, what are the top tax, you know, deductions that people miss, don't think of, or they don't keep the proper documentation. And then we go through to the individual side and talk about it from their perspective, because, you know, they can be sometimes similar, but, you know, you're looking at them from a different perspective, where in the business, certain things are usually fully deductible, where on the individual side, there might be limitations and things where it could be beneficial and helpful. So,
okay. So let's talk about that, because I do have some questions for you that we're going to be talking about, because I did receive an email wanting, having a question for you. So I will do that at the second half.
Okay.
But for now, you know, we have a lot of people. I'm a business owner, and I'm curious about, you know, what are the top business deductions that I can take advantage of as we prepare for the end of the year, because we have to really think about it now and not on December 31st.
Right. And you need to be thinking about these things throughout the year.
Correct.
Because not only, you know, do you need to be aware of these things? But, you know, on top of that, you know, what kind of documentation do you need to keep? You know, if the IRS comes knocking on your door and says, sends you that love letter, as I call it,
yeah,
that says you've been selected for audit, you know, they're going to ask you for certain documentation. And obviously, trust me, it makes it a whole lot easier that if you can provide that documentation to prove, you know, then now there may be some, you know, is that truly a business expense?
Yes.
Type of question, which I think I've shared some things in the past before. Like I had a client that asked me, you know, well, what if they bought a jet ski for their business, or what if they bought, you know, what if she had cosmetic surgery or something of that nature? And it really depends. I mean, it's possible,
yeah,
that those things can be business deductions, but you know, it's going to be questioned. You know, those are the things that the agent's going to say, well, that looks really fishy that's, you know, that you just tried to get cosmetic surgery and have it be deductible. But it depends on your situation. Now, in this case, you know, it was a client who's a pharmacist who was going to be looking at creating a product that can be used on people who have had that cosmetic surgery. And mm-hmm. if she can relate to it personally and tell that story in her experience
level,
in a personal
yeah.
way, then it helps her to help her patients, clients, the people that she's going to be dealing with and the people that she's going to try and sell it to. I mean,
sure.
there's nothing better than a personal experience.
Sure.
From
a place of knowing, which is what I love about Dave Ramsey, by the way, because, you know, he's been there. He's
right.
been at that where he says he was broke, not poor, but broke. And I believe he filed bankruptcy at
yeah.
one point
yeah,
in his life.
At least the one time I know that he filed bankruptcy. And honestly, if you look at some of the big people, the billionaires, millionaires.
Yeah, yeah. Donald Trump.
You know, yeah. Most of them at some point in time have filed bankruptcy at least once.
Yes. And you know, so, you know, people are coming back from a pretty bad economy and starting their own businesses. And a lot of us want to keep as much of our money as possible, or maybe donate it to charitable organizations. So what are some of the businesses expenses that we can look at as a tax write-off? Because it's always kind of questionable. With me, for example, I have a marketing company. Would my clothing be something that I can expense?
Clothing would be something that you could, but it depends, because usually if you have it embroidered or something that, you know, if it has your business name on there, like I've got some polo shirts that
yeah.
have, you know, Daniel Henn CPA PA on it.
Uh-huh.
And you know, if I get that embroidered on there, well, you know, that's obviously promoting my business. So
okay.
that would be something that would be deductible. But if I went and bought a business suit, you know,
yeah.
suit and tie and everything that went with it, if I didn't have Dan Henn CPA embroidered across it, it wouldn't count.
Darn.
You know?
My wheels are turning. I'm thinking, can I go into my closet and embroider all my dresses?
Well, if you did, it would be deductible.
Okay.
You know, if I put Dan Henn CPA across the back of my sport coat, you know, then, you know.
We you would know. Look lovely.
Yeah, it would work. Hey. It's different. It'll get attention. So
I would hate to see the calls.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, it's unfortunately, you know, like I've had it before where I had a client in the past, that, they were a weather person on a TV station, and they wanted to deduct their suits, and they wanted to deduct their gym membership because that was part of looking good
yeah.
on the air.
Sure.
Unfortunately, that
okay.
you know, is not deductible.
So let's
expenses.
Talk about things that are deductible
yes.
expenses.
Yes. Yes. So, but again, it's one of those things where it depends.
Okay.
You know, now some of the top things that people, you know, auto expense. You know, that's something that can get lost.
Okay.
Because if you're driving around town with your vehicle, then it's important that you keep track of the mileage, because either way, you can either take the mileage deduction or you can take the standard or the actual deduction, which the actual expenses. But in order to deduct the actual expenses, you have to have a percentage of personal versus business. So if it's a car you drive around every day for, you know, running errands as well as doing all your business work, then you have to be able to keep track of how much is your business percentage of the total use. So, for example, if it was 80%, then 80% of the cost of that car, so your insurance, your tires, your oil changes, your gas, you know, the tags, all of those things associated with it, then get multiplied that by that 80%. But if you don't keep track of your mileage, you're not going to know what that percentage is.
Correct.
And
so you need to keep track of your mileage regardless.
Regardless, correct.
Okay.
And so now there are different methods at which you can, you know, do it, that if you, you know, did maybe one month every 6 months where you had a detailed log of it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and if that is representative of the rest of that time frame, then you can use that and extrapolate that out. That's allowed, but it's better if you can keep it on a regular basis, because you're supposed to keep a contemporaneous log and have that to be able to prove it. Now, worst case scenario, the best thing that you could have is at least some way to go back and recreate it. Mm-hmm. So if you have, you know, you keep your appointments on your calendar, don't erase them on your calendar, so that if you had to go back, you could always go in Google Maps or MapQuest.
I had to do that just recently, because my calendar wiped out.
Right.
Completely wiped
out. So that, you know, it's important that if you have that information that you can go back and create it, because that's okay. You've got something that shows, you know, you went from point A to point B type information. So it's important that you keep that information to document that.
And you can do one or the other. So you could either take 80% of the, let's say you use your car for business 80% of the time, you can take all your expenses and charge 80% to the business, or you can do your mileage.
Correct.
And the mileage right now is like 55.
Yeah, so I think we're at 55 cents a mile. And so you would take, let's say, for example, if it was 10,000 miles you drove, 55 cents a mile is $5,500.
Yeah.
That would be your deduction. And then you would compare that to whatever 80% of the actual expenses are. So if it came to four, well, then you'd go with the standard mileage.
Got it.
So you'd want to do, you know, the greater of the two.
Yeah.
However, you can always be on once you're on standard mileage, you can always be on standard mileage. Once you switch to actual, you have to use actual. You can't go back.
Okay.
Okay. Until you get a new car. Okay. So once you, it's an election based on the car. So you could actually have one car on actual, one car on standard. So if you had multiple cars that you used. Another thing is, you know, retirement plans.
Okay.
You know, start putting money away toward retirement. Obviously, if you can put it toward the Roth side of things, that's where you would really want to go if you can. Now, keeping in mind that's after-tax dollars, it's not a deduction, but after-tax dollars are going to grow better for you over time.
Okay.
And, you know, if you put in, say, $10,000 today, mm-hmm. and it grew to $1 million, you'd never pay taxes on that.
Okay.
Okay. And but, you know, if you're trying to take the deduction for it today, then obviously, you know, you need to put money into the retirement plan, you know, an IRA, a 401k, whatever type of, you know, a SEP plan that would work best for you. And a lot of times you need to look at it. Sometimes these plans need to be set up before the end of the year so you can contribute. So if it's set up before the end of the year, you can still contribute for that year. Even if you pay that, you know, contribution into the next year. So,
okay.
So that's something else to consider.
So what are some of, real quick before we go on our break, what are other things that we can look at, but maybe not go into a lot of detail?
Well, things that you could look at is dues and subscriptions, you know, obviously, you know, any type of memberships and things that you
join.
What
about a membership to a gym?
Gyms, no.
Okay, gyms, keep going. You know,
gyms don't count.
Darn it.
Country clubs don't count, those types of things. Business gifts are also a good thing, but keep in mind that it's a $25 limit per person.
Oh, really?
Yes. A lot of people don't realize that. You know, those are some of the things that, without really going into a whole lot more detail at this point, that would be good to tell. We can talk about.
Yeah, we're going to come back and we're going to ask the question from our listener, and we're going to continue talking about, you know, giving back, perhaps maybe, you know, contributions and, you know, tax write-offs as we prepare for the end of the year. I'm going to continue talking about this because this is a conversation that's dear to a lot of people's hearts. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hear Good News Naturally with Tom Sokoloff mornings 10 to 11 on AM 1300 WMEL.
Hear Herman Cain weekday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 1300 WMEL. Listen to WMEL live online at 1300WMEL.com.
AM 1300 WMEL. WMEL 1300 Cocoa Beach, Melbourne, Palm Bay. Nominated Business of the Year by the Cocoa Beach Regional Chamber of Commerce.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Mikliszewski. Suddenly winter over much of the east and south, from frost warnings in Florida to more than a foot of snow in Maine. NBC's Dylan Dreyer in Bangor.
Power crews were out all night trying to restore power to the more than 100,000 people that lost it. And it's not just the snow, but the cold stretches all the way down south.
A final day of campaigning before the 2014 midterm elections, and it's the economy again. NBC's Chuck Todd says ISIS and Ebola are taking a back seat to domestic issues.
The top two issues of importance were jobs and the economy and gridlock. That's why Tuesday seems a little more up for grabs.
And with the control of the Senate up for grabs, late polls give the edge to the GOP. Wall Street coming off a bullish Friday, but stock futures point to a lower open. And New Yorkers call it their finest hour, One World Trade Center, opening for business today, all 1,776 feet after 13 years in the making.
AM 1300 WMEL.
WMEL Radio News, good morning. I'm Jerry Durney. Melbourne police have identified the victim of an early Saturday morning stabbing as 30-year-old Reginald Serge Garut of Palm Bay. Garut was found in a field just west of US 1 with stab wounds to his upper body around 2:15 a.m. He was pronounced dead 45 minutes later at a hospital. Police are hoping anyone that was part of the crowd in downtown Melbourne that night can offer clues by calling the department at 321-608-6454. The trial of a man accused of strangling his wife in August begins today in Vieira. David Brevik would face life in prison if convicted of first-degree murder in the death of Francia Vargas Brevik. His defense team is contending that she died of a cocaine overdose. While a private autopsy confirms their contention, the Brevard County Medical Examiner says Vargas Brevik died of manual strangulation. The final early voting numbers are in for Brevard County, and they represent a marked increase from early turnout during the last gubernatorial election year. Over 102,000 Brevard residents, including over 33,000 visiting polling sites, have already cast ballots for the election. That's a 36% increase from 2010. And Brevard County celebrated an anniversary over the weekend. Saturday marked the 15th anniversary of the county adopting 321 as its area code in honor of the countdown to countless shuttle and rocket launches here on the Space Coast. And that's the news update from the Talk to Me station, AM 1300, award-winning WMEL. I'm Jerry Durney. Our Monday forecast has a high of 73 degrees under sunny skies. Tonight's low 62 with clear skies. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 79. Expect sunny skies on Wednesday and Thursday with a high of 81 each day. Friday will have a high of 74 with windy conditions expected. It's Herman Cain, weekday mornings at 11 on AM 1300 WMEL and worldwide at 1300WMEL.com.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Lillian McDermott. Integrative, functional, holistic medicine uses the best that medicine has to offer, and I love doctors who use every tool in their toolbox. Dr. Eudine Harry, MD, has made it her purpose to look beyond traditional medicine and help you heal in the way that's best for you. We can hear Dr. Eudine Harry on my show every third Wednesday of the month from 9 to 10, so mark your calendars and let's take our health back. Did you know that we all have adult stem cells? Did you also know these stem cells can heal our own body? The Back Center at 2222 South Harbor City Boulevard in Melbourne offers stem cell injections that may heal your joint, neck, and back pain in a natural way. To learn more about this exciting new technology, go to thebackcenter.net or call 321-723-7716 for an evaluation. Go back to basics at the Back Center.
AM 1300 WMEL.
Thank you.
are listening to Money, Money, Money Monday with Dan Hinn. And we are learning from Dan. He's a CPA here in Rockledge. And if any of you would like to reach out to Dan, you can get a 30-minute
strategy session.
So go to 1824 South Fisk Boulevard. That's where you'll find him in Suite 2 in Rockledge, Florida. You can go to danhencpa.com. I tried going to the other one and it didn't show up. The Rockledge.
CPArockledge.com.
Oh, okay. That's because I'm okay. CPArockledge.com. So either or. And if Dan's last name is H-E-N-N. HENNCPA.com. So danhencpa.com and get a free 30-minute strategy session. I think it's great. You know, not many of us are taught growing up to be responsible for our money. And I remember as a child, I would get a quarter and I'd spend a quarter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and life continues that way because, you know, we don't expect our children to save, but there are books out there. I remember we raised our children with a book called Money Doesn't Grow on Trees. And we showed them with their allowance how responsibility and all that. It worked with some kids and didn't work with others, you know. So, you know, it's up to the individual if they want to be responsible. And I think it's wonderful that we have a CPA on the Lynn McDermott Show that is a sponsor of the show. And I am so grateful to you, Dan, that you have, you know, gone beyond. You're not just getting people to come see you. You're actually going out there and helping people, and I really want to acknowledge you for that. It's very admirable.
You know, again, it's about educating and helping people, you know, to achieve what they can be and do and in life. You know, encouraging things.
Absolutely.
You know, there's enough things out there that bring us down, and I mean, it's like my family doesn't even like to watch the news most of the time because it's, you know, it's always
so depressing.
You know, death and gloom and that kind of stuff. And you know, and sometimes it just brings paranoia in people with the Ebola stuff that you know has been, you know, brought about and unfortunately hasn't turned into, you know, the zombie apocalypse that
well,
most people are,
you know,
starting to think.
It's so important that we protect our thoughts because what we think we manifest, we really do. If you're thinking about things you don't want, you'll manifest the things you don't want. If you think about the things that you do want, you will manifest that. And I know that people think that's hokey and whatever. Try it.
No, I know.
Try it. You'll like it. You know?
I agree. I mean, you know, one of the biggest things that, you know, you get to choose your attitude every day that you get out of bed.
Absolutely.
You know, and you know, one of the things that I learned at a conference back in June that, you know, from a speaker who, you know, had been in prison, you know, that he wrote his goals down. He read the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, wrote down his goals, put them on his jail cell wall and read them every day. I mean, more or less, he didn't have much of a choice, you know, in certain regards.
But you know what? That's what he needed.
But
that is exactly what he
became those goals. And so after a period of time, you know, he's now got a company that's multi-million dollar, you know, sales company. I mean, it's just incredible when you hear, you know, things like that. You know, somebody who went from having nothing, being in jail, and then, you know, decided to change his life.
You know, everything happens for a reason. And as we talk about the 90-day love challenge, the self-love challenge, and Dan, I want to challenge you to take the 90-day love challenge. We started on November 1st, but you can start at any time. And basically, the first 25 days is writing down. You're almost there. You came up with like two or three people already that have helped you mold you into who you are today. And so the goal is to journal and to remember where we come from and whether it's a good experience or a bad experience, like that gentleman going to jail, how he turned it into a positive. And that's what we're talking about, is taking every opportunity that you experience as a growth opportunity. And so the first 25 days of this, so we're going to work on awareness of all the 25 people who, you know, there's probably more. I came up with more. It was very difficult to narrow it down for me. But then you go to the next level, which is acceptance. Acceptance for all these experiences. And then we're going to go into the next 90, the next phase would be the agape love of self. And, you know, hopefully creating, because, you know, the whole purpose of this was learning that there's so much depression and anxiety out there. And instead of taking a pill, let's take responsibility and let's take inventory of our lives. Because the one thing people who are depressed and anxious have in common is they don't love themselves.
No, that's self-esteem and self-confidence are two big big things that, you know, that it keeps people from doing things and just trying to, you know, start their own business or, you know, whatever, go for that particular job or education or, you know, they beat themselves up.
So. And it's so important that we feel that we are enough. And so please go to whenyouneedafriend.com, accept the challenge, and post on Instagram or on Facebook, on like Facebook whenyouneedafriend.com or facebook.com/Lillian's Radio Show or Instagram Lillian McDermott Radio Show. So I'm new at this Instagram thing, and if it weren't for Brittany Johnson, I probably wouldn't have an Instagram account, but I posted for the first time this weekend on November 1st, which was the first day of the challenge.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm growing. I'm really growing with the show, and I'm growing with you too, Dan, because, you know, you've taught me so many different things already. And I received an email from a listener. And so before we get started in the second half, because we want to talk about the top 10 business or the business deductions, as many as we possibly can as we prepare for the end of the year. But this email came from Edward in Melbourne, and he wrote, "I am in the process of repairing my credit, paying off my last credit card, and have a dilemma. I owe about $6,700 and my wife wants to take my commission check of $4,400 and use it totally to pay off the credit card, you know, to use that towards, you know, I guess towards pay, because you can't pay off a credit card with the 44. So the credit card's at 21%. What he wants to do is he wants to take part of the money, put it in savings, and the other part of the money, use it to pay off the credit card. But if he puts the entire amount, the $4,400, into 67, then he would have a balance left in his credit card for $2,300. So he wanted to know what he should do. Should he pay off, you know, work on taking all that money for the bonus and use it towards the 21% interest credit card account, or should he use some of it to pay off the card and save some money?
Well, if you look at the Dave Ramsey, you know, baby steps, the first question that I would have for him is, you know, do you have your emergency fund? Mm-hmm. You know, if you have at least that, you know, at least starting with $1,000, depending on what his income level is, you know, make sure that you've got at least that step. And then now you start working toward paying the debt. So, you know, yes, it probably wouldn't hurt if you, you know, set aside, say, $1,000 or so to give you a little extra cushion, mm-hmm. if you've got that other emergency fund mm-hmm. set up, mm-hmm. And then pay down the debt. I mean, it's one of those things. It's the mental aspect of it that, you know, if you could have that debt and have it down, say, at, you know, let's say you even cut it in half. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's a big step.
Yeah.
And now you start mentally saying that I'm going to aggressively start tacking this, mm-hmm. and then start having your any extra money that you can get rid of that debt and try to avoid putting more on it.
Yeah.
And so and then now your next step is, again, building up your 3 to 6 month emergency fund and then start putting in toward retirement, toward college education. And then, you know, as you go down, you know, the next step. So, you know, that would probably be my, you know, advice and recommendation is to, you know, at least work to pay it down half of what he has. Because again, you know, the interest is where it's
21%. He wrote 21%.
Yeah. I mean, at 21%, I mean, if that's his only credit card, you know, his only debt, then, you know, he should consider himself also lucky that, you know, because there are, you know, I think the average person has more than $13,000 or $20,000 worth of credit cards, you know, or other debts that are unsecured. So, but I mean, you know, his plan should be to aggressively get rid of that. And if he can, you know, knock it down in half, that's, I mean, it's just, again, it's the mental picture that, you know, now, you know, you feel like you can breathe a little bit
more. You're almost there. You're almost there, Edward.
And the problem ends up being at 21%. I mean, it's not going to take long before that interest is, you know, all you're doing is paying interest.
Yeah.
So if you can start, you know, whacking down the principal with that would be my recommendation.
Okay. So what I hear you say is take $1,000 out and put it in savings and use the rest of the, like, $3,400 towards the credit card debt.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Perfect. Okay. Now we can move on.
Yes.
So I hope, Edward, thank you for the email. And I hope you, my listening friends, feel like you can email me at lily@whenyouneedafriend.com. And we'll have questions for Dan on Monday. So excited about
Right. We'd be happy to take any questions. In fact, we may look at taking the January show and look at maybe if other people want to have questions, especially as we get the start of tax season, because that'll be not far after the 1st of January. Yeah. That might be a good help.
Yeah, that would be great. Jerry, our producer, is always there to write down all the questions, and we can get the questions on the air. So let's stay tuned for January. Right. We might maybe want to do it also maybe sometime in December. Before there's some time, holidays off too, because we have questions about our taxes. Death and taxes, are the two things that we will always have to face.
Right.
And although I encourage everybody to face everything in our life, but death and taxes, unavoidable.
Right. And people are more than welcome to, I've got a Facebook page, business Facebook page, and it's
share that information.
Daniel Henn, CPA, PA. If you go there, feel free to post questions on there. Then and I'll be happy to answer them. And if they want to have it, read on the air, we can do that as well.
Did I like your Facebook page? I didn't even know you had a Facebook page.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Yes. I got that, and I got Twitter. I'm also on LinkedIn, and I try to, at least on Facebook and LinkedIn.
Are you an Instagram?
Nope, not Instagram yet. That's probably one of the next things. That's more of my daughters that are in that type of stuff.
I was amazed how many people were on Instagram. This is like an underground movement here. Okay, so let's focus on business tax deductions that you had mentioned. The auto expense, you could either do a total, the percentage of how much you use your car or the mileage. And then you talked about retirement, putting in the Roth, and gifts, business gifts at $25 maximum. Ooh.
Right, per person.
So if you spend more, you could only
deduct the 25.
Deduct the 25.
Right.
Interesting. I did not know that.
And most people don't.
Oh, my gosh. Can people get in trouble for?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things that most people take the deduction, but if the IRS, again, comes knocking and they want to get the detail and find out how many people that is, and, if you spent $10,000 and you've only, when you factor in the $25 limit, you only can deduct five, you're going to get whacked upside the head with that one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I had a client that had that happen to them one time. They couldn't, they were buying bottles of wine and, or other gift baskets, and it's easy to do that. I mean, for example, realtors, I know, do it all the time.
Yeah.
What they usually buy, that welcome gift, if you've got a married couple, I mean, technically you can only spend $50 on them. Now obviously if they have kids, that obviously technically expands it.
So if you buy a gift to a person, you can give it to the family.
Well, right.
Hopefully they have 18 kids.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, if you wanted to spend that kind of money, then yes. But I mean, the average realtor probably spends, $50 to $100 per, person, when they're moving into a house. So you have to look at, obviously, the number of people moving in, and again, it's important to keep that kind of documentation that says, there was husband, wife, and two kids. And obviously if you spent $100, not a problem, or just close to $100. One of the next thing would be, when we look at a lot of times for tax planning, fixed assets. So that's, desk tables, chairs, computers. That's the typical stuff. If you do leasehold improvements in an area, if you don't own the building.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you own the building, a lot of times it's still a leasehold improvement because you own the building in a separate entity.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure that, you're keeping the documentation and the receipts and in regards to that. And again, if it's something that you use, you really have to have a business purpose for it to be able to have it be deductible. So, if you have the, a home-based business or a business where you're not fully into it 100%, like you work a day job and that's your nighttime, you got to be, be careful in regards to keeping your documentation in regards to that. So,
okay. What else do we have?
So fixed
on your
assets.
List?
No, meals and entertainment. That's another one that's very important for people.
Because you have to be there.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, you have to be there. Yeah. Have to be and meals, let's start with the meals aspect of it. Okay. That's breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, snacks, desserts, whatever you're doing, but it has to have a business purpose. Mm-hmm. Now, what has to happen is that business needs to be discussed before, during, or after the meal.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so at some point in time, business needs to be discussed. And so, but it's important that you keep on the receipt. You know, the receipt obviously tells you where, when, you know, date and time, how much you spent. But it's important that you put, you know, like if you and I go to lunch and we start talking business, I'm going to help you with your tax return, let's say, and when I'm giving you some, you know, topics there. Well, if I'm paying for lunch, I'm going to write down in a receipt that it was Dan and Lily and that, you know, and then I helped you with some various tax things. I'm going to put a little sentence or statement on there so that that shows that, that there was some business discussed on there. Because again, that's the kind of documentation that, you know, an IRS agent's going to be looking for to see. And again, it's supposed to be, you know, again, it's, once you've done with it, a lot of times, you know, it's hard to remember what you did yesterday, let alone, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. So, meals and entertainment aspect of it, you know, if you go to the King Center, if you go to the movies, if you go to a, you know, say an FIT game or something where you're buying the tickets and you're inviting somebody to come. And again, you can have that be a business deduction. Again, as long as you document, you know, that there was some business discussed at certain points in time, at that point in time. You know, especially with Christmas coming up, you know, with the holidays and you have holiday parties and things like that. If you have an event where you're having your clients come, well, then, you know, that portion of it has to have a limitation because meals and entertainment is subject to a 50% limitation for tax purposes. Not all of it is deductible. So it's, again, it's another one of those important things that, you know, if you're going to have clients there, then obviously it's going to be limited. If you have just a, you know, an employee appreciation type of event, you know, like say you have a summer picnic or your Christmas party and it's just for employees and spouses, then that's 100% deductible. Okay, because that has a different purpose to it.
Okay, sure.
So those are some things.
Let me ask you a real quick question, because I do lunches as well, but I do lunches for maybe my clients, and I represent my clients and bring lunches to them. Now I give them the receipt, and I get paid 100% for whatever I spend. But should I show like a list of the people? Well, I'm giving them the receipt. I'm charging them. Do they have to have a list of how many people were there at this luncheon or whatever?
Well, again, it depends on ultimately what you're doing with this lunch. Like if you're doing the lunch, usually what I've done is that, you know, I've done this, say, with realtors or other types of groups where and I do this all the time, where I'll come in and I'll bring breakfast or I'll bring lunch and I'll do a presentation to them, and then, you know, I pay for that. So because I'm doing that, I'm doing it as part of my presentation. You know, it's not necessarily a one-on-one type of thing. That would be more of a advertising type of thing. So that's where I would, you know, deduct, you know, the 100% deduction in regards to that. So it, you know, it just kind of depends on what it is that you're doing. Now, other things that we need to be aware of is, you know, casual labor.
Casual labor.
That's the person that you, you know, hire, you know, usually the one that people mostly, you know, see. It's also called temporary help or temporary labor. Is when you get, you know, either somebody from a temp agency, you know, and they come in and they do that. Well, you're paying the temp agency for that. But there's many times where, you know, you just find this person, you have them come in for a specific project, or they're doing certain work for you. Like for me, I'll hire sometimes outside bookkeepers to help me do some of the work.
Sure.
And so they're doing some of the input and things like that, but they're not my employee. I don't control what they do. So they're an independent contractor.
Correct.
Okay. Now,
just like I am for some people.
Right. And so you're an independent contractor. So, you know, I'm not providing them any tools. I'm not providing, you know, telling them, you know, other than I say, I need to have this by X date.
Sure.
I don't control when they work on it. I mean, they could work on it at 2 a.m. or, you know, if they wanted.
Okay.
So it's very important that you do that and make sure you get a form W-9 from any person that qualifies as such.
Okay.
Where people get in trouble is that they start controlling. You know, they have people come in. They come in on a regular basis. They're giving them a desk and a computer, and they're telling them that they should be there on certain days or certain things like that. But they want to have that independent contractor, you know, type of status. And that's when, you know, it can come back to bite people, because you get a 1099, and if you, let's say you were paid $10,000, and somebody who's not used to being paid that kind of money in that way, mm-hmm. they don't have any Social Security, Medicare taken out, they have no withholding, they put that on their tax return, and then they have this big tax bill where they used to be getting a big refund,
yeah.
and there's a form that that person can fill out and say, hey, I'm not really an independent contractor, I should be an employee, and that's when the IRS then starts coming in
Eeks.
On the employer, not to mention that there's been no unemployment tax paid into the state. And so when they go to file for unemployment, then they're not, there's no benefits for them to get.
So that W-9 will protect the employer.
Well, the W-9 is one of the things that you have to get. The W-9, all that, it's basically, it's like the W-4. Most people know to fill out the W-4 as an employee.
Mm-hmm.
It's the W-9 is, you know, you're going to give them your employer ID, Social Security number, tell you what type of entity you are, name, address, you know, basically the information for the 1099. But you really need to sit down with your tax advisor and make sure that you go through everybody. Even if you know, you're not sure that you're going to pay them, because the limit is $600. If you're not going to pay them over $600,
mm-hmm.
Then it's important that you still get that, because you could.
Okay.
And, you know, the IRS can deny the deduction if you haven't issued the document. Again, if they come in and check and see that.
Okay. What other things that we need to talk about before we go?
Now, the last couple of things here is interest on loans. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you've got a business loan, make sure that you're recording it correctly in your accounting software. A lot of times people will put, you know, they'll make the whole payment go against the loan on the balance sheet where there's no interest being deducted on, mm-hmm. on their income statement. So they're losing the deduction of the interest if it doesn't get recorded correctly.
Okay.
And then lastly, the home office.
Yes.
Home office is something that, you know, if you truly don't have another office,
yes.
you know, if you basically work out of your car, you know, when you travel, or, you know, you have a place that you have at home, a desk with a computer, you've got a place for inventory at your house, those types of things. That's
yeah.
those are the items that you can, you know, classify as a home office. Now, if your home office, if you have an S corporation, you can't take that deduction. So this really only applies to those that have, you know, they're set up as a sole proprietor, a Schedule C on their 1040, and or a single member LLC is basically the same thing. So
mm-hmm.
Those people get to take that deduction. You know, things that count for that is, you know, interest, real estate taxes, utilities, rent, you know, those types of things. And again, you can take a percentage of that. So, but those are some of the big things for businesses that's important for them. To be able to deduct.
This has been incredible information. It really has been helpful to me as a business owner, and I'm hoping that you, my listening friend, that have heard Dan Henn today, if you want more information, Dan, can you send me that information so I can put it on my Facebook page?
Sure.
And you can put it on your Facebook page too, and then we can direct people to your site as well as my site for those of you who are interested. And Dan, again, thank you so much for always being so caring and so generous with your information.
Oh,
thank
it's a,
you.
It's a pleasure.
And I'm looking forward to next Money Monday.
Next Money Monday.
Yes, and we'll talk about perhaps maybe deductions for individuals.
Right.
Yes, as we prepare for the end of the year. Remember, Dan Henn's information will be on my website, but you can look at, you can call him at 321-684-7800. So he's always here on the first Monday of the month, and I'm really excited for it. So thank you again, Dan. And to you, my listening friend, I hope something we said today has made you feel empowered. And Good News Naturally is next with Tom Sokoloff. And please remember, we have a date. Join me weekday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. And go to When You Need a Friend to come and accept the challenge. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Show are intended specifically for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve your life.
Our Monday forecast has a high of 73 degrees under sunny skies. Tonight's low 62 with clear skies. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 79. Expect sunny